This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 11.85, down 28 on the open. July opened at 11.55, down 20 and a quarter on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11.35, down 29 on the open. July, 11.05, down 33. September, 11.04, down 41. December, 11.14, down 44 on the open. May corn opened at 5.31, down 16 and a quarter on the open. July, 5.45, down 14 and a quarter. September, 5.41 and a half, down 20. December, 5.43, down 18 and a quarter. March, 5.49 and a quarter, down 20. May, 5.52 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. December of 2009, 5.18 and a half, down 20 on the open. May beans open at 12.68, down 39 on the open. July, 12.88, down 34. August, 12.75, down 41. November, 11.92, down 48. January, 12.01, down 50. July of 2009, 12.20, down 48 on the open. November, 11.30, down 50 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.25, down 5.50 on the open. July, 325.50, down 10.20. May soybean oil open at 56.85, down 1.55 on the open. July, 57.14, down $2. April live cattle open at 90.75, down 20 on the open. March feeders open at 99.50, down 5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 55, down 57.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 75.25, down 22.5 on the open. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Douglas County Farm Bureau in Tuscola, the meeting getting underway at 6:30. Panelists for the meeting include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. That's at the Douglas County Farm Bureau in Tuscola, the meeting beginning at 6:30. No advance registration is required. There is no cost for the meeting. Bring your agricultural marketing questions. We'll do our best to answer them, and we hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and a tip of the hat to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for buying the New York Commodity Exchange, and it will show that they're probably world-class commodity trading firms.
Looks like that trade will go through, too. CME Group has to give off a little bit of its metals trade, I think, but other than that, there may not be very much debate among the Justice Department on this one.
Well, it's going to create a powerhouse, and of course it'll be in Chicago, which will be a good thing for the state of Illinois.
Let's turn our attention to the markets, where a day ago we thought we were going to have some stabilization based on some signs of relief on the Wall Street side. But as we look at the grain prices this morning, there is a lot of red on the screen, Paul. What do you make of it?
Well, since 6 a.m. in the morning, we did see some price erosion in the energy complex and also the metals. And there has been a general feeling that the large commodity funds have basically slowed the race cars down a little so they can finish the race, so to speak. They've pulled some money off the table. So some of the problems, for example, earlier in the week with Bear Stearns and firms concerning about liquidity, enough money to trade, you know, this possibly is a some reorganization, maybe switching one firm to another firm. And one of the easiest ways to transfer positions, of course, is liquidating them. They've made tremendous amounts of money. We have seen some trend changes. For example, in corn today, we're trading in a downtrend for the first time in many a month. And also in the wheat, we're also seeing soybeans, of course, is a downtrend right now. So we are seeing quite a bit of trade in the marketplace in the Board of Trade commodities.
And as you measure the downtrend, it's invasion of the 40-day moving average, if I remember right. Let's look at some of those technicals a little bit closer in the D's. Corn, for example, we're keeping kind of a close eye to see whether or not this level around 540 and a quarter holds. Is it, if we invade that to the downside, what are its implications?
Well, I'm of the opinion, of course, that the market has been overbought. We have seen this very aggressive fund buying in the marketplace. The weakness in the dollar, the strength in the crude oil, for example, the weakness in the dollar has all encouraged this massive run up in corn, soybeans, and wheat. And the traders are becoming quite attuned. If it's up, they buy it. If it's down, they sell it. And I think this trend to a sell-off here, and some of the whipsaw started right after a WILL meeting. So this, we are seeing commodity funds take funds off the table, Dave, and I think it's just a case of lightening the load so people can finish the race, so to speak.
What should producers be doing then, given that we're now maybe in the beginning of a downtrending market?
Yeah. Well, they've been very aggressive for at least a year selling corn, soybeans, and wheat. And, you know, I think that a couple of things that I think they need to watch, we still are basically 4 to 6 million acres too light in the total acreage mix and the total production in the U.S. It doesn't look like the we're going to see a farm bill. We'll probably see an extension of the last farm bill. We really aren't seeing any unification of farm policy from either political party. Seems like our farm organizations can't unify the political process, the nonpartisan that used to take place in the 50s and 60s. The land-grant colleges aren't seeming to be able to bring ag policy together either, so that's a problem. Our general impression, though, is that demand from energy seems to be good as far as bioenergy. The livestock profitability has been hurt. The administration is very slow at talking about bringing any more acres on board, so I think we will see some price stability. But in the meantime, it does seem like we have a good prospect of wheat coming on in the world. We are seeing some bin-buster yields in South America. So maybe we are looking at some temporary sell-off. But I don't see the normal problems where the farmers' bins are full. They have sold enormous amounts of grain. And I don't see a lot of the small commodity speculators long. It's just merely factor here is the commodity firms just lightening the boat a little bit. As far as farmer selling, you know, the trend is down in corn right now, and the trend right now is down in soybeans, and it'll be a while before the trend officially turns in the wheat.
Well, before I let you go then, just a quick question. Given all that you said, what makes best sense, generally speaking? We know every farm is different. Generally speaking, where producers ought to be in their selling of beans and corn?
You know, my opinion is that the market is giving you a wonderful opportunity in the old crop corn, soybeans, and wheat to have had, you know, to be completely sold in that. And, you know, I think that's a, you know, in the realm of being shrewd to have that done. As far as the new crop, corn, soybeans, and wheat is concerned, my particular feeling is that, you know, two things. You know, the crop insurance is a good tool here. The second thing that's probably another good tool is replacing a lot of those cash sales that you've done with some cheap option strategies, bull call spreads. And one of the things that we haven't seen a mad rush by the farmers to open up futures accounts in order that they can market some of their new crop corn and soybeans whenever that does occur, but it'll be interesting to see how they'll actually play that game out.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a good one.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Mike Sola tells us that an urban and small stream flood warning is in effect for Clark, Cumberland, and southern Edgar counties until 3:30 this afternoon, and a flood watch remains in effect for Champaign, Christian, Coles, Clark, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 1 o'clock this afternoon. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. We now pause for a few seconds for transmitter maintenance.